Welcome to the Film Week Marquee. I'm Larry Mantle with critics Charles Solomon, Claudia Puig, and Tim Cogshill. We start with Christopher Robin, combination live-action animated Disney film starring Ewan McGregor. Charles?
Too cute, too slow, too self-consciously profound, and we don't need to be told to be children at a time when the world desperately needs grown-ups.
Claudia?
Yeah, I found it tiresome and tedious. And then Cloying and Schmaltzy, about I don't know that it'll appeal to kids because it's about a 40-year-old man's midlife crisis.
Oh, isn't it, though? Isn't it, though? And just so boring.
Christopher Robin, rated PG. It's in wide release. The action comedy The Spy Who Dumped Me stars Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon. Susanna Fogel is the director and co-screenwriter. Claudia?
I really enjoyed this film. I thought the chemistry between McKinnon and Kunis worked really well. I really think the director, Susanna Fogel, has a way with action films, action scenes. There's a great action scene in a tea room where they use all kinds of implements. And I like that it was about a friendship.
Oh, it's so much about a friendship. It's so funny. And it sort of develops slowly so that you kind of believe it a little bit, that these two ladies could sort of work their way into being badass spies. I just loved it. It was hysterical.
The Spy Who Dumped Me, rated R in wide release. The biographical film on the Italian singer Nico, Nico 1988, written and directed by Susanna Nicarelli. Tim?
Nico of the Velvet Underground. And she would hate that I said that because she's Nico of Nico, you know? You can be a hero. This is a wonderful movie, grounded by an astounding performance.
Trine Dyrholm is the Danish actress, and she is magnificent. She does her own singing. She gives this authenticity. She has an unflinching performance. You feel her inner turmoil.
And
you
it's
don't necessarily
her
like
performance.
Her. It's she's, actually her performance. Yeah. And she has a self-destructive charisma, focuses on just those 2 years. It's really well done.
Mm. And you two thought Oscar consideration.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she's on
fantastic.
This movie's on my list.
Nico, 1988, at the Noir Theater in West L.A. It's rated R. And hard to believe, 50th anniversary of Yellow Submarine, the animated film with the Beatles music, Art Theater of Long Beach, and the Frida Cinema Santa Ana, both showing the G-rated film. Charles?
This was the film that reminded people how much they liked animation at a time when things were really dreary in production. It never had a storyline, but for sheer take-no-prisoners visual imagination, I don't know that anything's ever matched it.
I've only seen this movie Not High once. It's when I was 7, and I saw it with my dad. I think he was high. We both enjoyed it greatly.
Claudia?
Well, what can you know, I want to break into song. It was a groundbreaking movie in its day.
All right, and leave the Blue Meanies alone.
Yeah.
Yellow Submarine from 1968, Art Theater, Long Beach, Frida Cinema in Santa Ana, rated G. For our Film Week critics, I'm Larry Mantle, inviting you to join us every Friday at 11 and Saturday at noon for Film Week on 89.3 KPCC.